where mandolins, fiddles, and saxophones go to play. Artie's Time Warp.
When you consider a sophisticated fusion of jazz and pop music, you can't overlook these gentlemen. They're the masters of the art. Steely Dan on your radio in December of 1980.
Where the hell am I?
From the sports desk in December of 1980, Brian Teacher and Hanna Manlikova topped the heap at the Australian Open. American figure skaters enjoy their first visit to China, during which time Elaine Zayac roller skates on the Great Wall. New York Yankee Dave Winfield becomes the highest paid player with a 10-year contract for $15 million. The Cardinals release outfielder Bobby Bonds, and the Rockets' Calvin Murphy begins what will be an NBA record of 78 free throws.
Twenty-five years of top 40 hits, only on Artie's Time Warp.
December 1980.
Through my eyes, then you know just what I'm going through. There's no other.
TV news in December of 80, NBC broadcasts the New York Jets win over the Dolphins without announcers, the only time that has ever been done with an NFL game. Magnum PI debuts, as does the Bravo cable network, and NBC announces that it will drop Disney, which will be picked up by CBS. And let's take a wink at the TV schedule on Wednesday nights. We find Eight is Enough, Real People, Taxi, and Soap, along with Different Strokes, The Facts of Life, and Quincy M.E. And here's the theme from Vegas. It's on Wednesday nights.
Artie's Time Warp, the soundtrack of your life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love you more than
1980 in words and phrases. Gridlock is the ultimate traffic jam. Abscam, the FBI sting operation. Freebasing is a method of drug abuse involving cocaine and ether. Toxic shock syndrome is a sometimes fatal disease linked to a popular brand of tampons. The Olympic boycott is a poke at Russia and a disappointment to U.S. athletes. Zimbabwe is the new name for Rhodesia. And windfall profits tax aimed at oil companies. It's the D-Evolution Band, better known as Devo. We have one of those ultimate party tunes to wrap up the show when we continue in December of 1980.
Stay tuned to Artie's Time Warp.
It's the right thing to do.